One of the most moving words Hashem ever expresses to Klal Yisrael in the Torah is Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. You are my children. And because of that, Rashi is prompted to explain. Lefish Atem Bonov Shel Mokom, since you are children of Hashem, Atem Ru'im Lios Noim. You are worthy of always looking presentable. And therefore, if someone passes away, and he heads to the true final world, Hashem says, Los is go to do. Do not inflict any wounds onto your bodies. Don't do what the goyim do. Because when someone passes away by the nations of the world, they do all different types of disgusting things to their bodies. They mutilate their bodies. And this is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that his children should do. So we are not permitted to mourn endlessly or to torment ourselves exceedingly. The Torah explains why. Ki am kodesh ata l'Hashem Elokecha. Since you are a holy nation unto Hashem, you're not like the other nations. So therefore, you can't copy their customs. You can't follow their trends. Hashem says, I chose you to be an Am Segula. You're a treasured nation, a special people. I took you to me. I took you one from amongst all the other nations. And these words of Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem are not just a declaration of how Hashem views his relationship with us, Klal Yisrael, but it can also be interpreted as Hashem asking each and every one of us, a rhetorical question. Bonim Atem. Don't you realize that you are my children? Don't you realize, Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God? Don't you realize that I only have your best interests in mind, even though at times you may not always understand me? And it's really no different than how sometimes Our own children don't understand us. And just like we don't appreciate when our children question us and they question our uncompromising, caring intent when we deal with them, so Hashem says it's the same thing with me. Hashem doesn't appreciate when we question his actions. And Hashem says that when I said Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, what I really meant to say is that you should know some important information. And this information I want you to internalize. And that is that called the Avad Rachman L'Tavavad, that whatever I do, whether you understand it or whether you don't understand it, in the long run, it is going to be for your benefit. And it is interesting to note that the Targum Onkelos on this pasuk of Abanam Atam L'Hashem Elokeichem chooses to translate the words literally. And he says, Benin Atun L'Hashem Elokeichem. Simply, your children to Hashem your Eibishta. But if you take a look at the Targum Yoindosim and the Targum Yerushalmi, they add one additional word. They add the word of Chavivim, beloved. And they translate the pasuk as follows, Benin Chavivim Atun L'Hashem Elokeichem. Beloved children of Hashem. And what they mean to say here is that we should not make a mistake and think that we are just children of Hashem. No. That we're really more than that. That we are beloved children to Hashem. And this is what we need to imagine. We need to imagine ourselves always being cuddled in Hashem's arms, Kaviyachol. And when we imagine that and when we feel that in our core, we are able to have a chizik in our amun and a chizik in our betochen in Hashem. Because whatever is going on, I feel I'm in Hashem's arms. And this is the way Chazal expressed themselves in Pirkei Avos. With the same thought, and they say, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenikru Banam Lamokam, beloved is Klal Yisrael, who are called Hashem's children. They use the same lashon of Chavivim, just like the Targum Yonason and Targum Yerushalmi. And if you look closely at the Ramban, you will find that the Ramban describes this precious relationship that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael with the following words. Kulchem bonim l'Hashem elokeichem. You are all children of Hashem, kamoi hakohanim, just like the holy high priests. And we know what kind of great esteem and honor Hashem had for the kahanim who did the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. They were constantly sanctifying Hashem's name. And no doubt, Hashem's ahava for them, his love for them, is boundless. But the Ramban doesn't stop over there in describing what it means, children to Hashem. And he goes on, and he chooses to quote the holy words of the Evan Ezra. And he does that because it is so important, a doctrine which every single Jew needs to internalize into his consciousness and into his very being. And the Rambam goes on to quote Ibn Ezra as follows, Teidu, you shall know, she'atem bonim l'Hashem, that you are children to Hashem, v'hu ohev eschem, and he loves all of you, Yosef, more may Ahav leben than a father loves his son. And therefore, al tisgodudu al kol ma'asheh yaseh. Don't ever torment yourself about anything that Hashem does. And we all know how much a father loves a son. We say it always, karachamov. Al bonim, like a father, has mercy on his sons. But whatever that mercy is, Hashem's mercy for us is even greater than that. And therefore, It is incumbent upon us to train ourselves to rely a little bit more on Hashem than we presently do. And just like our youngsters, our young children who live in our homes rely on us, even though they don't always understand us. But we expect them to rely on us, and they do rely on us. And the relationship from our children to us is the same relationship as us to Hashem. So we must remember that Yesh Lono Av Bashamayim, that we have a Father, a loving Father in heaven, and that Hashem is a Melech Chai V'Kayim, and that even when we sustain a loss, or Chas V'Sholom, we experience the pain of losing a parent, Lo Yaleinu, that we are never alone, and that we are not full-fledged Yisoyimim. Because as the Chaskuni says, Yesh lechem av, you have a father, Shu chai v'kayim, that is alive and everlasting. Yizbarach v'yizgad al shemoi, let his name be blessed. That is who we have, always at our side. So how fortunate are we, members of Klal Yisrael, members of the Holy Jewish Nation, that we are always in the embrace of our loving Father Hashem, that we are the people that Hashem said, B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, you are my firstborn, Klal Yisrael. And we all know how precious and how loving a first child is to his parents. So we must remember that Kabayochel, we are the apple of Hashem's eye. Hashem is always watching us. That Hashem has a plan for us, a great plan. And Bezos Hashem, in the very near future, Hashem will reveal himself to us. And then we will understand even more than we do today, the Banamatem Lashem Elokeichem.